Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell, and I'm going to share some ideas for expatriates and how they can set up investment accounts for their children or funds for their children. This is a question we get all the time. So I'll go through three different options that are available to you. One is you could just use your investments that you're already doing. So you're typically going to be saving for your retirement using ETFs. And you could say, well, we will think of that money that we're saving as also just being future money for other needs as well. And if you end up using it for college, you just take out a portion at that time and use it for your children's university or college costs. So that's one option. That would be the simplest. The second option would be buying separate ETFs in the current brokerage account that you have. This is what I find that most parents are interested in doing. And you can just use the current account that you have and buy separate ETFs. You can't buy the same ETF because there's no way to make the distinction as far as what are the funds for your retirement and what are the funds for the university or college costs. So just buy separate ones. For example, if you're buying the VWRA in dollars or the VWRP in pounds, you can buy the iShares version of that, or you could buy the State Street version, which is very similar. Or Invesco has a very similar version. So just let us know and we can provide a recommendation on that one. But that's buying the ETFs in the same account. Now, if you happen to use Interactive Brokers, a third option is you could set up a cloned account. Now, this is still going to be your account. It's in your name. It's not the child's name. But you just buy whatever ETFs you want in that cloned account. So you could buy the same ETFs that you're buying because it's going to be in a separate cloned account. We have clients that like to do that as well. Then they can name the account in the name of the child and track it that way. Some considerations for us if you have questions about this or about what to invest in would be that we want to know how much you're going to be putting in for the child. What are you going to start with? Are you going to start with no amount and just build it up from there? Or do you have a lump sum deposit of $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, something like that? And then how much do you expect to put in annually? On the frequency of buying ETFs, we would recommend that you only do it if you have around $500 or so to invest, whether it's dollars, euros, pounds. If you're going to invest a much smaller amount, $100, $150, commissions and cost to fund and then to buy ETFs are simply too high to justify doing it. So just look to make an investment with whatever frequency works for you if the minimum amount you're going to put in is $500 or more. We'd also like to know, what is the goal? Is it for university or college costs? Or is it just for their future life? Because that would impact how you may want to invest. We'd also need to know how many children and the ages of the children. Generally speaking, we would recommend that you keep this as simple as possible. Just buy one ETF, one stock ETF, particularly if they're younger, and then also add in a bond ETF, maybe when they're over the age of 9 or 10, as they're getting closer to college or university. If it's just for long-term life, then buying a stock fund would be perfectly appropriate. Those are some ideas. Get back to us if you have any questions at all. But this is how you can think about saving for your child's future college or university or life in general. We'd also like to know, what is the goal? Is it for university or college costs? Or is it just for their future life? Because that would impact how you may want to invest. We'd also need to know how many children and the ages of the children. Generally speaking, we would recommend that you keep this as simple as possible. Just buy one ETF, one stock ETF, particularly if they're younger, and then also add in a bond ETF, maybe when they're over the age of 9 or 10, as they're getting closer to college or university. If it's just for long-term life, then buying a stock fund would be perfectly appropriate. Those are some ideas. Get back to us if you have any questions at all. But this is how you can think about saving for your child's future college or university or life in general.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.